USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the first Monday of October, which means the U.S. Supreme Court is back in session today. Some major cases on its docket include cases about immigration, gun rights, and abortion. One of the Democrats running for the White House, Senator Cory Booker, was discussing abortion and related issues on the campaign trail on Sunday.
I'm going to create a White House Office of Reproductive Freedom to begin to coordinate and deal with these issues. And that involves everything from working to codify Roe in legislation all the way, frankly, to dealing with maternal mortality rates, which are horrific.
The U.S. military is pulling out of northern Syria, and the White House says Turkey will move its forces into that area. The president also saying that Turkey will take responsibility for all ISIS fighters captured over the past 2 years there. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Autumn is a great time for vacation. The heat of summer has lifted, the crowds have thinned, and the crisp air invites us to travel. Bank of America executive John Sellers shares tips to maximize your financial rewards for fall travel.
No matter your destination, there are plenty of ways to make your fall trips rewarding, both personally and financially. One of our most popular benefits is the credit card rewards bonus of up to 75%. Our preferred rewards members receive that on their credit card points or cash back earnings. The Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program just celebrated its fifth anniversary, and this bonus is one that our members love. It's great for fall travel plans. Another helpful new travel perk is a discount of up to 2% on foreign currency exchange rates. So whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying internationally, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
A former high-ranking official of President Trump's business organization says she believes he'll resign rather than risk being removed from the White House by Congress. Barbara Rez was the Trump organization's vice president in charge of construction for many years. She told CNN that Trump wouldn't risk being impeached and removed because, as she put it, he does a lot to save face. The United Auto Workers strike against GM now into its fourth week, and it sounds like talks have stalled. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A top negotiator in contract talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers says bargaining has hit a big snag. UAW Vice President Terry Dittus is raising doubts about whether there'll be a settlement soon in a contract dispute that's led to a 21-day strike by 49,000 union members. The letter says the union presented a proposal to the company, but General Motors responded by reverting to an offer that has already been rejected.
USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
An investigation by Consumer Reports has found that the average cable bill includes more than 13 line item charges that is used to pass along rate increases to customers while leaving the advertised rates unchanged. John Clemens reports.
The investigation by Consumer Reports found cable companies charge numerous costly fees that can add about $450 to the average customer's bill each year. Jonathan Schwantes is a senior policy counsel for Consumer Reports.
They found a way to break out one of their input costs. And the problem with that is they're still advertising a low rate, and the rate increases happen when Comcast or Charter raise these fees. And oftentimes those fees aren't included as part of your locked-in promotional rate. So really, they've created a way to disguise their cost increases.
Schwantes reports cable providers could be making an estimated $28 billion a year by charging company-imposed fees. I'm John Clemens.
A top negotiator in contract talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers says bargaining has hit a big snag. UAW Vice President Terry Dittus is raising doubts about whether there'll be a settlement soon in a contract dispute that's led to a 21-day strike by 49,000 union members. The letter says the union presented a proposal to the company, but General Motors responded by reverting to an offer that has already been rejected. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.